The first Nespresso e-commerce site opened in 1998, and the first boutique opened in 2000. The following year, China's admission to the World Trade Organization enabled the manufacture of much cheaper machines. Even before George Clooney came along, the pot was bubbling nicely. In Clooney's first ad for Nespresso, which aired in 2006, he wanders into an espresso boutique and starts making himself a cup of coffee. Wearing a black polo neck and blazer, he eavesdrops as a couple of winsome women exchange adjectives. Dark, very intense, balanced, delicate and smooth. Rich, very rich. Clooney, you're talking about the Nespresso, right? They look at him. What else? He says. French newspapers still sometimes refer to him as Mr. What Else? Clooney's public image, sophisticated, cosmopolitan, expensive, fitted Nespresso's desired image. Mr. Clooney embodies elegance, Anna Lundstrom, the company's chief brand officer, told me. He cares about certain causes, so you know he's not going to endorse something he doesn't care about or believe in. But there's a humor to him, too. Clooney has reportedly made more than $40 million from his Nespresso work. He has said he spends most of it on the satellite he uses to monitor human rights abuses. I think it would be hard to endorse any product for an extended period of time if you're not proud of your association, he told me via email. It's been easy because I love the product. I drink it every day. Is it true that there are countries where he's better known for the ads than his acting? Probably. I know there are countries where I'm more famous for being Amal Clooney's husband, he said Clooneyishly. Pretty much everyone agrees that bringing Clooney on board was a masterstroke, except Gaillard. It was a major mistake, he told me. When you select one person to do your branding, you put two stars on the screen, the product and the person. Thanks to Nespresso's budget, Clooney became better known in Europe. He vampirized the brand.